Welcome to The Upgrade, an insightful podcast where we share valuable insights and information that will help you level up your wellness game and start upgrading your life. I'm your host, Samantha.
And I'm your co-host, Carly.
And today we speak about
the dun, dun, dun.
Motherhood.
Whew.
It's a big one.
Why does it feel so heavy?
We could already relate to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard little thing. And it's also an amazing thing. But today, we start with the mother of all mothers, Carly Smith, mother of three.
You said my name normal.
I didn't say Carly. I said Carly. The frig.
Sounds weird.
Who do I think I am? So Carly has three children. I have one. I want more. But she's had three kids for a long time now, and I would love to hear, we're going to talk about today, guys, you know, the birth stories, finding out we were pregnant, because I will tell you, Carly and I probably didn't see us getting pregnant happen to us in the way that it did, so we thought it would make for some interesting conversation. And given the fact that you have three kids, so your rite of passage into motherhood is far more fetched than mine, you must go in first with how you found out you were pregnant and what was your context. I would love to know.
Okay. So first pregnancy, Jack, he's 11 now.
I can't believe you have an 11-year-old. Yeah. Look at you. You're so small.
We were so young. How old were we? I think I was 21 when we conceived. And I didn't even know I was pregnant. I think we got to the point where we were in love. We knew we wanted to raise a family together. We were just kind of, even though we were so young, we were just open to having a kid if it happened. And so we were just like, everything, throw it out the window. We're just not going to be careful. If it happens, it happens. And yeah, I remember being at my brother's ex's house, and we were going to go for a hike. And I was I think I had said I hadn't got my period, and we were not being careful, and she was literally I have a pregnancy test at my house, do you want to just take it? And I was oh, okay. And it was one of those dollar store pregnancy tests, and you had to pee in the cup and get the little syringe.
Yeah.
And do the little drops, and I was but I didn't feel pregnant. I didn't even know what pregnancy felt like, and so I had no idea. And I did it, and we waited 5 minutes, and she comes back and she's yeah, you're pregnant. And I was what? what? And she's yeah, you're pregnant. And I remember being really happy and relaxed and everything.
Oh,
but I wasn't even with Colin, so he didn't know. I think I actually sent him a text message and just was I'm pregnant. And he was so happy.
I could see him being through the moon, even at the young age that you were.
Yeah. And I just remember going into my mom's bedroom. I'll never forget. She's laying on her bed, and I go in, and because I had told Colin, and then my mom was next because I was actually living with her still at the time. So she was next, and I went in. Actually, no, I think we had an apartment, but we were planning on moving out of the apartment. I don't know. And I just go, I have to tell you something. And I feel like that's a mother's worst nightmare to hear, is when you go in and you have a look on your face and you say, I have to tell you something. And I was just and she goes, oh my God, what? She just knew it was going to be something life-changing. And I told her I was pregnant.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Today's.
And yeah, and she was she was obviously good about it. She was happy, but she's just oh my God, you guys are so young, but you know, it's what happened, and we made it work.
Normal, probably in your mom's time though, and maybe not so much now to have a baby at 21, but definitely normal back in the day.
Yeah, and honestly, my whole pregnancy was so easy. You know, I was healthy, I exercised, everything was good. I had no complications. Everything was just I felt good the whole time. Right. Hear about when you found out.
Because you told, you were shocked. So that's what we have in common. We were both shocked. Just got out of an engagement. I called the wedding off. I moved out west. I was just living my best single life. And I had this one friend I would see, and that's my kid's dad. Oh my God.
Bada boom, bada bang, the rest bada is boom, history. Bada bang. Well, how did you feel when you found out?
I was terrified.
I remember getting the call.
I called
you. Actually, another friend texted me saying, emergency, answer your phone. And I was okay, what the hell's going on? And I remember you just bursting into tears.
Oh my God, I was so scared.
You were so scared. You were so unsure, but yeah.
Yeah, I called off a wedding at 29 years old. I thought I was going to get married at the perfect age of 29, right before I was 30. And then it just wasn't, we weren't on the same page for a lot of things and wasn't the right fit, essentially, but still a good person. And yeah, I just was trying to live my best life out in Banff, and I had a blast living in the mountains for a year, had so much fun. And then that completely obviously changed the trajectory of my life. I went right back home. And it was the scariest thing. I almost didn't even believe it until I went to the clinic and I got the advice from the doctor. He was literally like, congratulations, you're pregnant. But yeah, I was not happy about it. And it was a tough decision. But at mm-hmm. the end of the day, I did what I thought was right in my heart as a 30-year-old woman. And my daughter, Charlie, is so cute. She's almost three. I love her. Even just the thought of not having her is insane. So that's crazy. I feel like at the end of the day, keeping your child, I just don't think you could ever regret that. I don't think. Like, you love them so much, regardless of the context.
Yeah, you just like, still motherhood love them. Is wild. It's crazy. It's hectic. Like, there's days where you wake up and you just want to burst into tears. You're like, I don't know how to handle this situation. I just want to be left alone. There's lots of overstimulation. But at the end of the day, I think majority of moms would say they would never take it back. They don't regret having kids. Like, kids teach you so much. They bring so much joy to this world. Like, they're amazing. They're amazing.
I love kids so much.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I got pregnant with Shayla, we kind of were at the point, Jack was 10 months old when I got pregnant with Shayla, and we were like, we want him to have a sibling. Like, should we just not care again? And we were just like, hey, whatever, let's see what happens. And I was living in a bachelor apartment at the time. My husband, Colin, had gone back to New York to work at a restaurant. His family had invested into some restaurants. And, I remember being at my mom's house, and I took a test and I was pregnant, and Colin was in New York. And I think it was like big soccer thing that happens?
FIFA World Cup.
Yeah. He was like watching Germany play, which is like his team. And he was like having a good time, probably having some beers with his buddies. And I remember just calling him and being like, yo, we're having another baby. And he was like, holy shit.
Number two.
Yeah. Like, baby number two on the way. But like, again, we were like happy. It was like, we wanted our son to have a sibling. So that's when we got pregnant with our daughter. Again, very, very smooth pregnancy. And so just into kind of like the labor and delivery now. So with my son, I had always wanted a home birth. Like, I wanted to do it natural. I hadn't felt the pain before. I didn't even know what to expect. But like, I wanted to have that home birth experience. Mm-hmm. And I remember like going into labor and being in like the worst pain of my life, and it was to the point where like I couldn't take it. And the midwife was like, yeah, you're only 2 centimeters dilated, but my contractions were already like a minute and a half apart. And it was like,
that's what happened to me.
Insane. It was freaking insane. And I literally was like, take me to the hospital and like give me the drugs now. I remember crawling into the hospital on all fours, just being like, oh my God. And there was another girl in the waiting room who looked like probably a little bit younger than me. And she was so terrified when she saw me. Like, and I was just like, I went to the front desk and I was like, I need to get an epidural right now, like right now. And they were like, hey, like, can you give us your health card? Like, where do you live? What's your, and I would just remember being like, why are they asking me these questions? Like, get me the freaking epidural right now. Like, and
yeah,
it was just like, so I was like moaning and groaning and on all fours, like freaking out. Like, I literally went into the hospital on all fours and
labor's
got the
insane.
Epidural. So after having that experience, it was really, it wasn't traumatic, but I just remember being like, this isn't how I want to feel when I have like my next child. Like, I don't want to be in the hospital. I don't want to feel like this out of control. I really want it to be like mindful and like calm, and like I could handle it.
Yep.
And that's kind of how I was with Shayla. I had a home birth and it was 3 hours. It was very calm and relaxed. My mom was baking banana bread as I was in labor. My dad was flying a plane over top of my parents' place, taking a video being like, Carly's in labor right now. It's actually on YouTube, which is hilarious.
Oh,
but
God,
like, you don't see
that.
Me. It's just my brother and my dad flying over top of where my parents live. But
yeah.
So it was a very calm and relaxed birth.
And it was natural.
It was natural, yeah.
I've never had
no epidural or anything, but you had an epidural?
Did.
But yours was pretty fast, wasn't it?
It was. Charlie was going to be breech. I'm not kidding, guys. Not joking. My mother, I was so scared for the breech. My mother literally said a prayer. This is what brings me always back to my spirituality. There's something out there. She turned around in 15 minutes of that prayer, and she was born not breech.
That's insane.
And it was fine. And then I pushed her out in about 15 minutes after that. But the process, I remember being like, this is so painful. I need the drugs. I had one of the most experienced anesthesiologists in the hospital at the time. Mm-hmm. And he just walked in. He looked like a nice old man. I was like, yes, you look experienced. He came in. I didn't even feel, because I've even heard pinching stories, like just even feeling the epidural go in be pretty brutal. And
yeah,
I didn't feel that. It was a very smooth process after the contractions, of course. Yeah. Those are brutal contractions. My God, I can't even imagine going natural.
Yeah, the epidural. So when I actually had the epidural with Jack, it wasn't working on me. It fell out like 3 or 4 times. I had to keep putting it back in.
I've heard
it was only
story.
Working on like one side of my body. So I remember like my legs were numb. I couldn't move. But and one side was numb and the other I could feel all the pain. So even though I was in all this pain, I couldn't actually get up and move, because like when you're having a natural birth, when like our bodies are, we want to move around, we get in the fetal position, you know, like it's good to like do some like yoga positions even like while you're like, I remember like with my other two, I could move freely how like my body felt like I needed to. So having the epidural not work, but I could still feel the pain. That's why I was like, this is like, I am not doing this again. I feel like that experience with the epidural needed to happen to make me be like, I'm not having the epidural again, because like what was the point? I also felt really like, I remember shaking from the epidural, really cold, and then I felt like I was coming off such an intense drug for like 2 weeks. I was not myself.
Really?
I experienced a lot of like like horrible effects after from it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet, because there probably are some side effects. I didn't personally feel any. I remember I was fine. I was just a little hot, hazy going home the next day, just a little bit. But again, I didn't have a bad experience with the epidural, but this happened to my sister. It wasn't working for her. So I've also heard nightmare stories.
Yeah, it's crazy how our bodies can just like reject it, or it just doesn't work. It's weird. It doesn't, it's weird, but.
Fun fact, 75% of women go with the epidural. But I can see why. I mean, shit's even painful.
With Jace, my third, he was a little bit of, like, not a surprise. Like, we had kind of talked about having another one. But, I don't know. It just sort of happened. And this was, like, so my two kids were 10 and 8. And that's when we got pregnant with Jace. And so there was a big gap in between there.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also a home birth. And I remember my midwife saying, like, even women that have midwives now, most people, like I think she said 30% of women that have midwives have a home birth. Most people go to the hospital now.
I had a midwife and I hated my midwife experience. They were brutal.
I've heard that.
Yeah. By the way, just so you guys know, if you're from the Hamilton area, don't go with the Hamilton midwives on James Street. Brutal. It was terrible. They made my experience terrible.
I was with the Access midwives in Stony Creek, but
That's kind of far.
Yeah, I didn't have a bad experience, but my sister-in-law, Kadruta, had a, we should have her on one time to tell her birth story.
Told me she had a bad experience too.
Horrible with
her
midwife. Yeah, her midwife, she did not have a good experience.
It's crazy. Everybody's
but like here in Canada, we have like, we get them for free, right? Whereas in the States, you actually have to pay for it. So I guess you get to kind of like look into who you want to work who you want to deliver your baby. So there's more of like that that time to prepare for who you want to work with. But like here, it's kind of just like, it's kind of hard to get one. I remember being put on wait lists for the first one, and you kind of just get who you can get.
You have to go early for everything. Where we live, it's so saturated with people, including daycare. Better be getting on that daycare list while you're pregnant, I would say. I'm actually, Charlie's in a daycare now, but she's still on a wait list for some. She's almost 3. Like, that's how crazy some of these waits are. You got to get on that early. So just recommendation for any pregnant people out there.
Yeah, I think one of like the most like magical, I don't know what word to use, but experiences with having like Jace, my third baby, at home was having the other two kids there to like experience the whole thing. Like I asked them, I said, do you want to be like a part of it when he's being delivered? Like, do you want to see that? And they both like wanted to.
They're so brave, your kids.
I remember like I labored in the bedroom with Colin and the midwife, and my mom was in the kitchen painting with the other two. I called my mom at like 3 a.m. I was like, I'm in labor, you should come over now. And it was around like 7 a.m. when I went into active labor and was like, okay, this is real and it's happening. And I just remember being like, oh God, here we are again. Like, and every time I've had a natural labor, I've questioned why I'm doing it. Like when I'm in it, I'm like, why would I ever do this to myself? Like, why would I ever put myself in this much pain? Like, horrible decision. But I'm like, I can't, like, the hospital's not far, but I'm like, no, you're doing it. Like, whatever. And
I don't know how.
Was 3 hours. And then I remember, like, the midwife being like, hey, like, he's coming. Like, it got to that point where I could feel, like, the pressure and everything. And I actually had a yoga stool that I bought for, like, inversions to do, like, to practice headstands and, like, build up strength for that. And I, because she was like, do you have, like, a little stool? And I was like, well, I have this. And, or I don't even think I said, like, I think Colin was like, we have this, because I couldn't talk. And mm-hmm. it was, like, a yoga stool with, like, a hole in the middle, because, like, to put your head in the middle and go upside down. And she was like, this is perfect for labor. So they set it all up. They, like, put, like, a bunch of stuff underneath it, because obviously, like, it's pretty, like, bloody and gross when you have a kid. And so I sat on this yoga stool and literally, like, delivered the baby and all three kids. Colin's always, like, caught with his own two bare hands, and all three kids, Colin. He always wanted to be, like, so involved.
Kudos, Colin.
Yeah, he always was very hands-on, and he, when the time was right, he was the one that always cut the cord, and yeah, and immediately they would put the kids into my arms, because, like, obviously you just want to, like, hold your baby for the first time. But what was your, like, emotion when you held your baby for the first time? Like, what was that?
I'm like, yes, I'm not pregnant anymore. But yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this is...
You're like, I did it,
and it was the nicest thing. I have a video of it, and it's crazy. It's the moment your whole life changes, yeah. And it's... I don't know. It's the most beautiful, crazy thing in the world. And to me, it's a miracle. A baby, it's an absolute miracle. How that happens, how that's sustained, how it's delivered, how it's forever yours and your life is forever changed. Like, the whole thing, it's why we're here. We're here to procreate. Without that, we have no life.
That's why I'm not super religious. I'm very spiritual, but I just believe in a higher power. In the end, I believe that there's a higher power, source, God, energy that's specific to you. But there, to believe that there's nothing out there, but then to see how babies are created, born and brought into this world, like, how can you not believe in something? Like, it's the most insane, like, the process even of pregnancy and, like, what happens within your body, like, the fact that we're able to create life in our bodies
it's the biggest gift. It's such a gift.
It's insane. I feel like I should become a midwife or something, because now that I've done it, I'm like, I feel like I have so much wisdom, and, like, I want to, like, I've never been in the presence of someone when they've delivered a baby, but I feel like that I've done it, like, if you have another baby, can I be in the room?
Yeah, if I can. It was freaking COVID when they almost didn't even let my mom in. I was like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, that's nuts. That's
and I disgusting. Wouldn't wear my mask. Sorry, but I'm like, I'm hyperventilating trying to push a baby, and I'm not wearing a mask right now.
A lot of other women that had babies during COVID, that their partner wasn't allowed in the room, and I don't know. I think that's like not right.
You need some support.
I have way more intense words to say, but it's not right.
It's not right. I can't believe I was actually not going to deliver even with my mom in the room, like, alone. That would be pretty desolate if you were to deliver a baby without anyone.
You need someone there that you feel comfortable with, and
you would be the best midwife, Kale. But yeah, that's our birth stories, and I think I didn't think we'd spend a whole episode talking about our birth stories, but we did. And that means the next episode we'll have to talk about current mother life, how we maintain our sanity, how we maintain our health, stay motivated to achieve our goals, and all those things. If she can do it and she has three children, so can you. So stay tuned for next week's episode on motherhood as it is now, after the birth stories.
Yes. Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.